This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A Colorado Springs woman arrested in connection to an alleged money laundering operation has been identified as 28-year-old Brianna Zamora. She was arrested Tuesday at the home in Lorison Ranch during a series of raids involving mall retail stores and several homes. Police allege that the stores, one at the Chapel Hills Mall and Citadel Mall, were engaged in reselling stolen goods. The road to recovery for the city of Baltimore is underway after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge on Tuesday. The city is getting help from the federal government, with President Biden planning to visit the city next week. Urban Egg in downtown Colorado Springs reopens tomorrow on Easter Sunday. The restaurant on Tejon Street has been closed since December for renovations. The founder says customers will notice a modern twist to the historic 1911 Dern building. Urban Egg has been named one of the top 12 restaurants in the city. Crews are putting an end to some road work this weekend in El Paso County. Meridian Road, north of Falcon, is expected to reopen to traffic. Crews have been widening the area between Rex Road and Antler Ridge Drive. It's expected to reopen this weekend in time for kids who were out on spring break to return to school next week. The new Sunset Amphitheater is adding another act to its Summer Jam lineup. Jim Gaffigan is scheduled to perform on September 30th. One Republic will kick things off with a grand opening on August 9th and play for three straight nights. Investigators have ruled the fire that displaced six people in the Banning Lewis Ranch area as accidental. They say it started with a heat lamp and a chicken coop. While no one was hurt, firefighters say six people, a cat, a dog, and some chickens, weren't able to go back home. There's a new phone scam going around targeting customers of Colorado Springs utilities, and it's already cost residents more than $20,000. The scammers call and threaten customers that their power is about to be shut off, and then tell people that they can avoid a shutoff by making a payment over the phone. Colorado Springs Utilities tells KRDO 13 they would never call you demanding a payment. Residents across Colorado Springs gathered for last night's celebration at the Q. Michael Anderson says it's the only LGBTQ+ bar in Southern Colorado after Club Q closed and Icons shut its doors in December after a fire. The Q will be open every day starting at 4 p.m. The eclipse crossing the skies on April 8th is quickly approaching. A rescheduled Chinese New Year celebration in Colorado Springs takes place today.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. We start chilly and breezy in the 30s and 40s. It'll be warm and windy through the weekend with highs in the 60s and 70s. You can expect gusts close to 40 miles per hour around the Pikes Peak region today and tomorrow ahead of our next storm system, bringing elevated fire danger. Scattered snow showers will continue across the mountains all weekend long. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and safe Saturday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.